If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3, I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor,
doctor,
Mr. MD,
doctor,
now can you tell me what's ailing me,
doctor?
You said,
and welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. We're going to empower you. That's what we like to do. Magical Engineer Frank and I are ready to go. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We're going to be talking about thyroid cancer for a little bit. Interesting stuff I've dug up on it. We've touched on thyroid illnesses before, but we got some new research to reveal. And we'll see how the hour goes, and we have a quack report right here in front of me. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform, lifting this nation up in prayer. Hope you are too. So today's devotional is in Ephesians 6, where it says, above all, take the shield of faith, wherein you shall be able to squelch all the fiery darts of the wicked. Faith's important because 2 Corinthians 5 says, we walk by faith, not by sight. And, you know, it takes strength to do that. It takes trust, you know, unshakable trust in the Lord to do what he says he's going to do. And you just move on like he has already done that. And it's a work in progress. It's a I don't know. It's a way of he endears himself to you. Let me prove it to you, you know. And so that is a work in progress always, and it strengthens you always and gives you, well, faith and hope and charity and all those good things, all those virtues. So mind the time, it grows short. Seek the Lord's face. That is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, coronavirus is in the news just a little bit here. We've been covering that pretty well in depth. The test kits. This is about the test kits, though, that are being distributed across America. Apparently, there's they're not so great. They produce false negatives. China actually, their biotech industry had some test kits as well. But they're giving false readings, and so produces 50 to 70% false negatives, which means people who have the virus are tested as not having it. Producing false negatives, missed infections, false positives, saying a person is infected when they're not, or both. Well, that's pretty bad errors, man. It just messes everybody up. So when states, this is from Dr. Nancy Menacer, director of the Center for the National Center of Immunization and Respiratory Disease, and she says when states receive the kits, they verify that the kit works the same in the lab as it works in the field. When some states were doing these certifications to find that out, they found the tests kits didn't work as expected. Did people make assumptions? It should work. Always test it. Last but not least in the quack report, what do we have here? We have, this is about oral hygiene and how it affects your brain, apparently. Heart disease and, of course, a leading cause of death in Western countries. But this study out of the Journal of the American Heart Association is saying their researchers found oral staph bacteria in more than half of the samples they tested, suggested that these staph microorganisms play a role in the progression of cerebral vascular diseases and also thrombotic events where you get blood clots. Another study found that these same bacteria increase the risk of stroke in middle-aged men. So according to another study of Indian researchers, if you have a really bad case of periodontitis disease, inflammation of your gums, which causes a lot of bacteria, you're at a higher risk of ischemic stroke and hypertension more so than smoking. Wow. So oral hygiene, folks. Oral hygiene. Yes, you may want to check out some of the oral hygiene herbal products at thepowerherbs.com. And that wraps the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, I had me button pushed in. Not good. He gonna get me on that button thing. All right, we're gonna talk about thyroid cancer. According to the American Cancer Society, we have about 52,000 or more new cases of thyroid cancer in the U.S. each year. The death estimate is about 2,000 per year in men and women that have the disease. So the American Society of Clinical Oncology is reporting that some of these cases are overdiagnosed. So, however, they also are stating that the rising number of confirmed cases puts thyroid cancer in an epidemic category, yet it's not on the top 10 killer disease list for the World Health Organization. So medicine does expect the situation, though, to get worse before it gets better. So we're going to explore this. Here's a quote from Dr. Lori Wirth. She's with Massachusetts General Hospital. She says there does indeed seem to be mounting evidence of a clinically significant increase in thyroid cancer in our population, end of quote. And no surprise to me that medicine is clamoring for, you know, better detection tools and treatments, you know, drugs and other therapies. So they talk about the monitoring system that they want to have in place to help track the patient and their progress, kind of watch the disease, but track them while they do it. So what are the symptoms? Well, there are four types of cancer of the thyroid. And then there is a category of a rare form. So the common symptoms associated with thyroid cancer are if you get a lump or nodule in the neck area, if you there's a change in your voice, maybe it becomes more hoarse, difficulty swallowing, neck or throat pain, and a swollen neck lymph nodes, all indicators of thyroid cancer. And here's some speculations on the causes, though. This is some research that we just came across, and this is Yale School of Public Health. Autopsies also were conducted over the past 60 years on thyroids, over 12,800 autopsies to be exact, indicates varied forms of thyroid cancers in that span of time. Now, overall, they estimate that thyroid cancer has increased 11.2% in that time span. So over that 60 years, you know, it's nudging upward. So this is research is suggesting that the last time thyroid cancer cases were kind of stable, not getting any worse, not increasing, was in the 1960s. So what happened after the 60s, you got to ask, right? Medical science is saying it is trying to understand what could be the cause of the increasing frequency in thyroid cancer. They have speculated it may be genetic, mutations, even an ever-increasing exposure to EMF radiation, especially from your cell phones. So they are referring to it as radiation-induced disease. So mutations that state increase, you know, kind of the mortality rate of your thyroid cancer. So you got mutations, your risk is increased. Some of the other indicators they mentioned were chemical exposure or iodine intake. Well, let's look at this new study. Researchers at the Yale School of Public Health reported February 2020 that there is a higher rate of thyroid cancer among people with genetic variations. So they suspect that is maybe coming from the mutations are coming from radiation, and they list cell phones as the cause of the radiation. So Dr. Yuel Zhang noted that the disease risk is also increased with the introduction of the smartphone technology back in 2010. Here's a quote from Yale School of Public Health. And also this research did get published in the Journal of Environmental Research. They said cell phone users showing genetic variations are 2 times more likely to develop thyroid cancer. And Dr. Zhang, he's with the Department of Environmental Health Sciences at Yale School of Public Health. He says this, our study provides evidence that genetic susceptibility influences the relationship between the cell phone use and the thyroid cancer. More research needs to be conducted regarding the susceptible radio frequency exposure used by different patterns of cell phones causing mutation and cancer risk, end of quote. And, you know, is it more vulnerable in one gender than another? Well, according to the American Cancer Society's report, women are 3 times more likely to get thyroid cancer than men. So women also develop the cancer earlier at younger ages than other cancers, than they would other cancers. So now let's look at this other study in 2017. The U.S. National Library of Medicine and Institutes of Health reported on research November 2017 by scientists in India. The radio frequency non-thermal effects produced by cell phones negatively affects the thyroid gland. They mention that due to the positioning of the cell phone near the thyroid when talking on the cell phone, it makes the thyroid particularly more vulnerable. Their research reported that when assessing 83 undergraduate students with no family history of thyroid disease and had normal thyroids, after 5 hours of cell phone use per day, texting and talking, the clinical examination revealed the following. 13.6% had thyroid swelling, 3.6% had thyroid dysfunction, and another 3.6% had both swelling and dysfunction just after 1 day. Here is what the U.S. National Library of Medicine Institute of Health quoted. They say, we found a significant correlation between total radiation exposure and an increase in cell mutation.
So apparently what they're speculating is happening is the radiation from your cell phones is mutating thyroid tissue. So thyroid cells creating dysfunction and opening up a risk of disease there. And then you have to ask yourself, well, is there anything like safe radiation? We're told, cell phones are safe. Well, according to the Federal Communications Commission, FCC, they regulate the cell phones. And the safe radiation assessment by them is 1.6 watts per kilogram over 1 gram of human tissue. Independent tests by accredited labs that were requested by research reporting by Chicago Tribune, September 2019, they tested 11 cell phones by brands like Apple, Samsung, Motorola, and Samsung Galaxy. And the phones tested, they exceeded the FCC radiation amount by 2 millimeters, which is the distance your phone would be in your pocket. So here's just a few findings in the report on cell phone radio frequency radiation. They said the iPhone 7 by Apple measured twice over the legal limit of radiation, and Samsung Galaxy phones measured 3 times over the limit. So the reality is that companies that test and certify these devices recommend the device be further away from your body, 5 to 15 millimeters. So, it's a few inches, or an inch, a half inch to an inch. Most people have their phones right up there in their pockets, right against their body or right up against their head. If they're using their hands, they got their shoulder holding it to their face. Cell phone use is 24/7, though, in our society. And a lot of close proximity of the phone to your body can actually cook your tissue. So studies done by the National Toxicology Program using lab rats, they determined that high exposure to your radio frequency from cell phones provided clear evidence of heart tumors in rats. Goodness. Well, let's look at looking after our thyroid for a little bit, because our thyroid gland is an endocrine gland. It manufactures hormones for our body, and those hormones help regulate body functions. So the thyroid gland is pretty important. It has to have iodine in order for it to function properly. A lot of the foods today don't have the iodine. They're depleted. So the supply of natural iodine to feed your thyroid gland for it to produce hormones to regulate cellular oxygen consumption, energy production for all over your body is at risk. So your thyroid controls many biological, physiological activities like body temperature, breathing, sleep cycle, growth, reproduction, neuromuscular function, manufacturing proteins, and skin and hair growth. So we probably are all nationwide iodine deficient. According to some of the health experts, they already know that. So if we're lacking natural iodine, we can develop some common symptoms, brittle hair and nails, hair loss, cold extremities, your hands and fingers feel cold, or you're very intolerant of cold, or you may experience depression, dry skin, difficulty swallowing, fatigue, high cholesterol, infertility, menstrual irregularities, early menopause, poor memory or concentration, slow heart rate, weight gain, or sleep apnea is on the list now. So according to the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey, the natural levels of iodine in our foods have declined by 50% since 1950. According to the World Health Organization, the United States has joined 129 other countries which are also iodine deficient. And so what are the reasons for the deficiency? Well, there are lots of them for the decline in iodine in our food sources. We have very poor farming methods now. We use herbicides. We eat processed foods that don't have iodine. We use processed salt that doesn't have iodine. And it's a synthetic iodine if they put any back in. Lack of seafood or seaweed and a radiation exposure, all causing problemos for the thyroid. So how important is it then for us to get natural iodine? Well, in the 1800s, the French discovered that iodine reversed thyroid goiters. So when we have an intake of natural iodine, it is really iodide. So the apothecaries of the 19th century often sold a liquid iodide that you would add to water. And then in Japan, where the chickens were fed fish, very little iodine deficiency in the Japanese culture, because they were consuming 100 times more iodine in their foods than the world's population, because you live near the coast. So this could explain why there is a lower incidence of cancer, diabetes, obesity, and other conditions in the Japanese culture, because they're getting natural nutrition in their foods. So the National Institute of Health investigated the average intake of iodine in the 1950s compared to today. Now remember, you know, they looked at foods, and our foods are less nutritious starting in the 50s. So today we consume, okay, according to them, in the 50s, the average American consumed 726 mcgs per day of iodine in their diet without supplements. So this is all natural food-derived iodine. Today we consume no iodine. That's what they said. Zero. So today the recommended daily allowance of iodine by health officials is 150 mcgs a day. Pregnant women, they're supposed to take 2.20 mcgs per day. When they're nursing, 290 mcgs per day. In 2006, the New England Journal of Medicine recommended Americans take 300 to 400 mcgs a day of iodine, and some think that is too conservative. Dr. Guy Abraham and Dr. David Brownstein recommend 5 milligrams, so that's 5,000 mcgs, to replenish your iodine stores in the body, and then you should maintain a dose of 1 to 3 mcgs a day, or 1,000 to 3,000 milligrams. So they stated that women need more iodine than men do, of course, of menstrual cycles. And they noted that the Japanese and the French have, that live along the coast consume 12.5 mcgs or 12,000 milligrams of iodine a day. And they're fine. They're fine. According to Dr. David Brownstein, he said iodized salt, that's your processed salt that they throw some synthetic iodine back in. He says it's a poor source of iodine, and our diets with the our recommended daily allowance for iodine is inadequate too. So he says don't listen to those health professionals. Look at the people along the coast. They're getting lots of iodine, and they're perfectly healthy. Now, foods that contain iodine, Americans that eat healthier in the 50s, they had fewer cases of obesity. And the foods that naturally contain iodine are going to be your fish like haddock, sea bass, perch, cod, shrimp, seaweed. Of course, your black walnut is going to be your highest source of natural black iodine, but we're not talking about the nut itself. If you ever seen a black walnut tree, Frank? Looks like green golf balls hanging off of it. And then in the fall, like September, they start to turn brown, and then they fall off the tree and turn black, and the outer hull of that tree nut is softened. So, but it's not the nut itself in the center. It's between the outer hull and the nut. There's this black gooey substance, and that's what you use for the natural iodine. And it's what tanneries used to tan leather, like saddles and so forth, make it that dark ebony, you know, black looking. So tanneries would use the black walnut to tan leather. Here's the thing about raw foods, though. If you have an iodine issue and your thyroid's a problem, the thyroid condition, look into your family tree, see if there's a history of thyroid problems. And if there is, you may want to avoid some foods that when you eat them raw, inhibit your thyroid's ability of manufacturing its hormones. So avoid eating large amounts of raw cabbage, turnips, cauliflower, soybeans, and peanuts. Cooking these foods will make them safer to eat, but raw is a problem. So, you know, coleslaw, for instance, and raw peanuts. And it's all because we've changed the way we eat. Our foods have been changed. I did not list iodized salt to replenish iodine because not all salt refineries are adding iodine back. And when they do, it's synthetic and it's just not the same as natural iodine. Salt refineries are not required, mandated to put iodine in it's if they want to. So, if they do put the iodine, the body is able to metabolize only a fraction of the synthetic iodine, like maybe 10%. So Dr. Abraham and Dr. Brownstein are saying that 10% iodine may be enough to prevent thyroid goiters, but it's not enough to help the thyroid function normally and assist the body. So in the 50s, a slice of bread offered 150 mcgs of iodine. Today, bread manufacturers don't add iodine, but they put bromide in as a dough conditioner, which is very toxic. So in the 1980s, processed food manufacturers replaced iodine with a carcinogen bromine in baked goods. So the iodine was used as a conditioner for the dough, but the bakers switched to bromine when someone questioned the safety of iodine. So therefore, we have less iodine in our diet, and bromine will interfere with the thyroid utilizing the iodine you do get. Other toxins can strip us of our iodine, things like chlorine, herbicides, and fluoride. And you're probably saying, well, I'll just go get me an iodine supplement. Well, it's not recommended to overdo your iodine supplements either, as it can elevate thyroid hormones T3 and T4, causing cholesterol levels to go out of whack. Without natural iodine, you rob your thyroid of being able to synthesize the hormones, and this lowers the thyroid activity and the energy production of the cells. This causes hypothyroidism. The result is low iodine, and you got fatigue and weight gain. You have enlargement of the thyroid gland or getting a goiter. An iodine deficiency may also contribute to fibrocystic breast conditions, and iodine supplements have been known to reverse this condition, but it's difficult to, you can overdose on the natural iodine too. However, some of the developed iodine goiters, enlarged thyroid glands, taking synthetic iodine supplements, not exactly primo. So this suggests that the thyroid prefers your natural sources of your iodine. So we're going to take a little break. When we come back, I'm going to give you a list of herbs that you may want to check out to help your thyroid out and protect you from malfunction. We'll be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Thank you. 007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Go green. Herb Talk Live, green. Now with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Hey, Frank, that's what I needed. I needed some music to wake me up. There. Let's get the blood pumping. All right. We're going to wrap up this segment on thyroid cancer and how we can help our thyroid out. You know what? I have found that when I use black walnut along with mullein and Siberian ginseng, there's this synergistic effect that happens. It soothes the exhausted thyroid gland, gives it stamina at the same time, so it can make the hormones from the natural iodine you're giving it in the black walnut. So your black walnut has the natural iodine. The mullein is soothing a tired thyroid. And the Siberian ginseng gives it energy on a cellular level. So you're going to find these three organic whole food herbal formulas. They're available at Apothecary Herbs, at thepowerherbs.com. And you want to be aware of your radiation risk from your cell phones and other technologies that may damage your thyroid gland. So using whole food nutrition can help your thyroid to function. Sun-dried Celtic sea salt also contains your natural iodine, but it doesn't have as much as the natural black walnut. But the salt's still good for your electrolytes, 84 microminerals, which are missing in processed salt. So these are your electrolytes your nervous system needs. Conduit for impulses on the nervous system, beating the heart muscle on a proper rhythm. So when we get deficient in these nutrients, this is we can kind of have a cascade of problems. Often I'm asked, you know, what is the main reason for people being so sick? And I think it's lack of natural minerals, really. So we're not getting them in the foods. So we're having to get them in the medicinal herbs as much as we can. So your herbs are going to be packed full of the nutrition. Lots usually why they taste bitter or have astringent woodsy tastes to them. They have a lot of tannins. And so God's chemistry, you can't beat it. It's just perfect. So if you're going to find the black walnut, the mullein, the Siberian ginseng, your Celtic sea salt with the whole food and microminerals in it. They're at a at the powerherbs.com website. That's the website for Apothecary Herbs. You can give them a call toll-free if you want to order over the phone or to get their catalog. It's free. The number is 866-229-3663. That's a free product catalog, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. You can order the catalog online as well. And right now they're at the very end of their Valentine's Day sale. So it ends tomorrow. And if you want to save 25% off an order of $50 or more, better get to getting, actually, as they say. So the code to use, there's a banner up on their homepage that gives you the code, but it's February, F-E-B, and then the number 20. So F-E-B-20. Use that in the shopping cart, use that over the phone when you order, or write it on your order form. If you're mailing in an order, that's perfectly fine, and get it postmarked by the 14th and save 25% on your order. All right, so lots of ways to be well out there, natural solutions for everyday problems. You know, Frank, this week I got several questions from people about cleansing. They've been so exposed to these things and they want to know about how to go about it. There is, I guess there's kind of an art to cleansing, but it's not hard. It's really simple. If you learn to tie your shoes and brush your teeth as a kid, you can learn how to do organ cleansing with herbs. Lots of debates though over cleansing the body with herbs. It's, you know, is it beneficial? Is it not? Will it depend on certain factors? Obviously, you know, the medical science area really doesn't endorse using herbs to cleanse. Major point that they use is the body already detoxifies itself and there's no need to use cleanses. Well, that's if we still lived in the Garden of Eden, you know, when everything was pure. It's a very weak point on their side because body functions often get impaired or even fail. And sometimes the reason is because they're taking medicines the doctor prescribed. I was just talking to a lady today. She said that she's taking some sort of nerve blocker for some pain she has down in her pelvic area. And I said, so you pretty much are constipated then. And she said, how did you know? Well, usually those nerve blockers aren't, you know, discriminating and they'll block nerve pain, period. And so you have tiny nerve endings in your colon muscle. And if it's not stimulating the colon muscle, the muscle's not moving fecal matter out. So, you know, it just depends. You know, body function can be impaired. And we need to go about addressing causes of issues, not symptoms. We don't want to address symptoms. That's what modern medicine does. I think modern medicine is great for trauma, but when it comes to internal medicine disorders, they tend to just, you know, try to minimize your symptoms. They don't really get at the cause of the problem. The cause is often either a lack of nutrition or overload of toxic substances that are impairing functions, or like an outside source of radiation we just covered with the thyroid and the cell phones. See? Other factors we should consider is, if we're going to cleanse, consider the quality of your cleansing tools and the instructions for use. So we're going to take a look at these things. History is full of ancient writings on how the ancients went about cleansing the body of impurities, even cleansing away poisons, venomous poisons and toxins. So detoxing the ancient way takes us back to the Roman Empire, basically. Greek physicians also wrote about cleansing. Rainforest tribal cultures wrote about it. Native American Indians wrote about it. So it's kind of a universal, global thing. So the knowledge of cleansing was shared on trade routes, and the tools were largely dictated by the region's indigenous plants that they had. A universal method of cleansing is basically fasting. It'll cleanse the blood when you do that. It also gives the digestive system a rest. So as with anything that involves health, you know, cleansing is kind of a personal choice, a personal activity. Having an awareness of how the body removes toxins is going to be very important, so that when your cleanse works with your system, it doesn't work against your system. The cleanse is going to be most beneficial and you're going to enjoy it more. So basically, a synopsis of how the body naturally cleanses itself is the blood will filter toxins through the liver, and the liver produces enzymes to neutralize those toxins, and then the residues are dumped out through the gallbladder, and they empty out to the bowel and then the urinary tract to leave the body. So bowel and urinary, last stop for toxin removal. So you want to work with lightening the load of toxins. So you want to cleanse those last stops, those exit routes first, so that the other organs have a free flow of toxins coming out. So we cleanse the bowel first, then we move to the urinary, and then we do liver and gallbladder, and then blood system is typically last. And so we're working with the system, not against the flow of toxins. And that way we won't have a backlog or reabsorption of toxins that can make you feel really uncomfortable when you're cleansing. Now, from the ancient writings of the Native American Indians, they often would use hot springs or sweat tents to remove toxins and purge the body of impurities. That's also an option. You know, we've got the Nordic people. They were saunas, you know, dry heat. So many in the ancient world used water to purify the body. Hydrotherapies were often used to super purge or remove toxins pretty quickly using hot and cold water therapies, often used in European spas even today. So herb therapy, though, is also used by many cultures all over the globe. And much of the herb traditions that were passed down first started with observation on what animals ate or what animals avoided. So when animals were sick, they sought out bitter plants to eat. So when your dog gets sick, he wants to vomit, he'll go eat grass. See? So the invention of the tonic beverage was given in the spring after, you know, the thaw, when the new herbs started to grow. So herb tonics were used to purge out stagnation from the winter, add back nutrients that the winter diet was lacking. So super infusing with bitter herbs was how they did it in the spring, which I think is very smart. So what exactly do cleanses do? Well, when you go about cleansing the organs of the body, you can accomplish several things. You, as I mentioned, you can give the organs a rest. You stimulate detox processes. You improve elimination channels. You improve circulation. You improve cognition function of the brain. A lot of times people, you know, say they were, it's almost like a fog lifted when they got rid of some toxins. They could think better. Also, it removes metabolic stress. Also blockages. You can get toxins can block areas of function. Also, it can supercharge your system with a bunch of fast-track nutrition, and that is totally a added benefit as you detox. So there's no prescribed drugs that can do that. Sorry, none. So what can your cleanses, if you're going to do cleansing, what can you expect the cleanse to remove? Well, depending on the type and quality of the cleanse you're using, and what kind of action it's supposed to be doing, it can offer the removal of things like synthetic chemicals, drug residues, heavy metals, radioactive particles, food additives, agricultural chemicals, environmental pollutants, various accumulative acids that tend to settle in our joints, inflammation, cancer, parasites, and excessive unwanted fat that you don't need. So what should you look for and what should you avoid if you're thinking about doing your cleansing? Well, it's real important to research your cleanse products carefully. Consider the therapies that have a track record of success. So these therapies will have been kind of used for more than 50 years, let's say. And I would use caution with any product that promotes a total body cleanse in one swoop. I don't recommend doing that because cleansing can be taxing and you can overwhelm the system and you will feel sick.
So I don't recommend you do a full body cleanse. Anybody that advertises that stuff, you know, I run the other way. So the reason is, you know, your body's method of detoxing, there's a certain method about it. See, this is God's creation. He has order to things. So there's a certain order of detoxing that we need to observe and we need to honor and work with it, not against it, so you don't overwhelm your system. So detoxing all the filtering systems at one time, not recommended. The risk of toxins not leaving fast enough could be reabsorbed. They can make you feel sick, or the body may choose to push it all out through the skin, and you can really have dermatitis you don't want. Some other toxins, you know, the debate if we are going to be exposed to more toxins than we think, kind of in a continuous one. So if you're going to cleanse, try not to recongest the system. You want to clean up that lifestyle and eat clean, organic. Don't eat a lot of fast food, processed foods, things like that. Cook your own foods. So if you go into the effort and expense of cleansing, don't recongest the system. Now, there was a discussion on radiation toxicity from a lot of our modern technology and a lot of heavy metal toxicity from things like vaccines, maybe chemtrails, dental fillings. So if chemtrails offer, let's say, a release of nanoparticles, arsenic, aluminum, mercury, this kind of a cocktail of toxins that threaten your health, not good. So I like to use herbs that supercharge the system with minerals and other nutrients and also purge these metals and these toxins out. So don't think herbs are weak and impotent. No, they're pretty powerful. Mm-hmm. They are. If they were useless, science wouldn't be trying to dissect them to see if they can make drugs out of certain parts of it. So let's do cleansing made simple for a second. Apothecary Herbs does manufacture this system of herbal organ cleanses. Dr. John Christopher perfected these herbal formulas over a 60-year period when he had a clinic. When he retired, he opened his herb school so he could pass on the knowledge. So there's a really good track record here that these herb formulas are safe, gentle, effective. They work. So if you're interested in your cleansing, check out thepowerherbs.com or give Apothecary Herbs a call. They have a catalog, and there's a whole section on cleanses. And you have options with your cleanses. You can modify the cleanses, or you can do step-down cleanses. Let me give you an example. If you didn't have gallstones and you wanted to cleanse the gallbladder, you don't want to do the gallbladder flush cleanse. You want to do the step-down cleanse that's gentle and effective, but it's not designed to flush stones. So there's options there. If you have a weakness in the kidneys, for example, you may want to use the kidney batter cleanse that's juniper free, because juniper can irritate weak kidneys, so you got that option. If you want to do the bowel cleanse, but let's say you have an inflammatory bowel issue, you can modify that too. You don't have to use formula A. You can select something else that's natural that will move the bowel while you detox. But formula A may be irritating to people that have a lot of inflammation of the bowel. So you have options, and things can be tweaked, you know, just to suit the issue. So, and the folks at Apothecary Herbs do offer product support. So, one of the important things is, if you're going to cleanse, especially the bowel, you want to have an organic supplement to take while you do that cleanse, because usually cleanses are gentle and effective, but they can pull some nutrition with the toxins. And if you don't replenish it, you may experience a headache when you cleanse, and that's not being very comfortable. So I like spirulina and chlorella to take. It offers a lot of plant-based protein to the system as well, so you don't feel hungry when you're cleansing. You can still eat, but eat lighter, but you won't feel hungry.
definitely check that out, thepowerherbs.com, and give a call. Also, don't forget, it's their Valentine's Day special, so you save 25% on an order of $50 or more. So if you think about cleansing and you wanted to know about it and where to start, this is a good time to learn. It's a good time. Spring is a really good time. Most people pick a season when they want to cleanse, and most people cleanse twice a year, and they'll pick, you know, spring and fall. I don't recommend cleansing during the holidays. I don't recommend cleansing on your vacation because you just won't do it. So spring and fall is a really good time to cleanse, and you can cleanse as often as every 3 months, but most people do it twice a year. So check it out, get empowered, get educated, get the tools, and save on the Valentine's Day special at thepowerherbs.com. All right, we got a few minutes here. I thought we'd talk about real quick on kidney stones, because I've gotten some calls lately. We've talked about kidney stones before. There's several different types of stones your kidneys can get. It's waste products that contain a lot of ammonia and magnesium, typically, or calcium, that start sticking to the filters of your kidneys. They're little particulates, and they grow into stones. Then they break loose, and you got to pass them. Very uncomfortable. Very uncomfortable. There tend to be a hard crystal substance that separates out from the urine and gets stuck in the inner lining of that kidney. Now, your kidney has really fine tissue. It's like if you flip the pages of your Bible, it's that fine tissue paper. It's kind of like that. So we want to cleanse these fine tissues gently and not create any kind of disturbance or imbalance. And the folks at Apothecary Herbs do have a wonderful kidney bladder cleanse kit, and they have the juniper-free version, like I mentioned, if you have sensitive kidneys. But they also have the kidney stone formula that's just new in the last year that helps dissolve stones. So, but you want to stay away from certain types of foods that can create stones. And these are going to be high in produces a lot of oxalate in the urine. So foods like sweet potatoes, baked beans, blackberries, rhubarb, spinach, peanuts, tea, and chocolate are probably going to be some foods you want to avoid. Also, you want to avoid animal calcium, such as dairy and cheese. Cutting back on that's not a bad idea because it's very bad for the heart. Also, soda. Stay away from soda. The sugars in soda separates calcium from your bones and puts it in stones in your kidneys. Not good, not good. And if you've had kidney stones, you're at high risk of having them again by about 34%. So, obviously, it's time to look at lifestyle. Lifestyle. It's not about symptom reduction, you know, just passing the stones. It's about not getting stones to begin with. A study also said that, you know, calcium in your foods, like your plant-based calciums, did not cause calcium buildup on your kidneys, but the animal-based calcium can. So you want to avoid the beverages. Also, alcohol boosts calcium, and so does citrus. So dilute your citrus, so you can get rid of that calcium deposit in your kidney area. Teas that you want to avoid, hot chocolate, sodas, I talked about that. Water is very good. A glass of water every 4 hours is helpful. The kidney bladder tea is excellent if you want to drink something. That'll help your kidneys out. So, a lot of medicinal herbs out there that have oils in them to kind of cleanse and separate those particulates from the fine tissue of a kidney. Juniper has lots of oils that do that, and they also tend to help dissolve stones. But if you have weak kidneys, juniper can irritate it. So you want to avoid getting renal failure, kidney disease. So cleansing helps prevent that, but also, look at the lifestyle, because what you put in the body is important. It matters. So you can undermine your cleanse by having a really bad diet, lifestyle. So diet,
According to Dr. Stanley Goldfarb, University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine in Philly, he says, change your diet, and you'll cut your risk of getting kidney stones in half. So you want to be careful there and make sure that you're on the right track. And I like the Mediterranean diet. It's easy to adopt, lots of omega-3 fatty acids, and your risk of heart disease, cancer, and diabetes is reduced significantly if you can adopt that diet. So just take control. It's all about you taking the power back, because if you don't, you're in the hands of the white coats, and all they got is, the only tools they have are drugs for symptom management. They're not going to cure your kidney problem. You're going to die of your kidney problem eventually. They're just going to manage your symptoms until you do, because that's more lucrative for them. I think it's apprehensible, really, but that's where a lot of people are at. And, of course, you know, I think the – what is it, Frank? The kidney is the number one transplanted organ, and there's a big, long waiting list. So your odds of getting one are nil, especially if you're older, right? So check them out at thepowerherbs.com. Get a free catalog. Get empowered. Get some tools. Your herbal tinctures have a 10-year shelf life. So you've got all the time in the world to use them, basically, but you want to use them. Thepowerherbs.com. Give them a call, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Thepowerherbs.com. It's where your healthcare options just became endless. It puts the power back in your hands, and it's God's medicine. And he said, herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. And we know God can't lie. Perfect chemistry. He made it, and he made the body, so he knows what the body needs. Check it out, thepowerherbs.com. Don't forget, Valentine's Day sale at the Power Herbs, and you'll save 25% on orders of $50 or more. Use code FEB and the number 20 and save. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.